Yorkton. The Yorkton Regional High School Raider Gritters are on their way to Weyburn for the SHSAA South Rural League Finals, but it was not an easy road to get there. Yorkton hosted the Central Collegiate Cyclone Saturday, and at least for a half the game was a nail-biter. Yorkton scored 2 touchdowns early, but the Cyclones responded with 3 of their own, thanks to a couple of nice passing plays. "We didn't expect it. We didn't think they could throw the ball like they did," said Raider Gritter coach Roby Sharp. "But, when we got to the half, it was a chess match." A late Raider Gritter TD in the first half sent the teams to the halftime break deadlocked at 21 apiece. The offenses remained sharp in the second half, in particular Yorkton's. Moose Jaw added 13 for a respectable 34-point effort on the day, but it was far from enough Saturday. The Gritters rolled up 39 second-half points for a 60-34 win. Yorkton coach Roby Sharp said the game sort of played out as they had anticipated. "It was kind of our game plan the whole way. We wanted to run the ball," he said. "The idea was just to grind them and wear them down." With that in mind, Yorkton rushed for 193 yards in the first half, and then added 172 in the second half for 365 on the afternoon. The Raider Gritters threw for 179 yards, including 92 in the opening half. And in the second half, when they started seeing Moose Jaw defenders with their hands on hips after plays, Sharp said they knew their plan was working. "We just started running the ball at them more and they didn't handle it," he said. It helped too the Raiders scored early in the second half, then jumped on a kickoff return fumble and took that in for a major two. The two majors in a span of about 4 minutes really swung momentum in favor of Yorkton. Weyburn earned its berth in the final blitzing Moose Jaw's Albert E. Peacock Collegiate Tornadoes 43-13 in their semifinal contest. The final will be a rematch of the 2021 final, a game Weyburn won. The teams met earlier this season though, and Yorkton won. So how do the Raider Gritters repeat the early regular season success? "We played them once. We know how to beat them," said Sharp, not elaborating greatly on the game plan, although he hinted it may be run heavy. "If you want to play high school football in Saskatchewan, you've got to be able to run the football," he said, adding that is particularly true as the season moves into the playoffs late in October and into November when the weather can be cold and snow is a possibility.